The dread of dictation day Lana, a bright-eyed 8-year-old with a mop of unruly brown curls and bright green eyes, sat hunched over her desk, her small hands, usually nimble and quick with crayons and building blocks, trembled slightly as Miss Lily, her teacher, began the dictation. Each word felt like a heavy stone, landing with a thud in Lana's mind. She struggled to keep up, her brow furrowed in concentration. The other children wrote smoothly, their pencils dancing across the pages. But Lana felt a knot of anxiety tighten in her stomach. She knew she was clever, quick to understand stories and solve puzzles. Yet, when it came to dictation, a strange fog seemed to cloud her thoughts. Tears welled in her eyes, but she bravely blinked them back. She looked at her meticulously crafted butterfly drawing on the edge of her notebook, a small beacon of comfort in the confusing storm of letters and sounds. Miss Lily's soothing voice calling out words like melodious and chrysanthemum only served to amplify the feeling of being left behind. Lana knew she had to find a way to conquer this challenge. She couldn't keep feeling this way. The classroom, usually a welcoming space filled with laughter and the joyful chaos of learning, felt like a cold and daunting place today. The clock ticked relentlessly on the wall, each second feeling like an eternity. After the lesson, instead of rushing out to join her friends, she lingered, her small shoulders slumped with disappointment. The brightly colored alphabet posters on the wall, normally a source of delight, now seemed to mock her. The secret of the sensory story. That afternoon, Lana confided in her grandmother, Nana Rose, a wise woman with twinkling eyes and a warm smile. Nana Rose, noticing Lana's distress, didn't offer simplistic advice. Instead, she shared a secret. Words aren't just letters, Lana. They're stories waiting to be painted. Nana Rose suggested Lana create a sensory story for each word, incorporating all her 5 senses. First, she guided Lana to write the word, then to draw it. For the word ocean, Lana, guided by Nana Rose, closed her eyes and listened to the imagined sound of waves breaking on the shore, the soft whoosh as they pulled back, the louder crash as they fell. She drew the word with a wavy blue line, adding little white squiggles for seafoam. Next, she vividly described the salt on her tongue, the smell of the sea breeze, the rough texture of clamshells. For each word, Lana created a similar multisensory experience, transforming an arduous task of dictation into a delightful exploration of her senses. Slowly, the fear started to recede, replaced by the excitement of playful creativity. By focusing on the senses, she felt closer to the words themselves, making each dictaton an adventure rather than a source of stress. The rhythm of the rainforest, Lana practiced her new technique. She started with simple words, then progressed to more complex ones. She would often use finger puppets while making sounds to help her remember. She experimented with different colors and textures in her drawings. For rainforest, she used vibrant greens and browns for the drawn word, adding sounds of exotic birds and monkeys. She even used different materials. She glued some sandpaper to represent the rough bark of trees, applied shimmering glitter to mimic sunlight dancing through leaves, and smelled some lemon balm to give her the citrus scent of the jungle. Her personal rainforest helped to bring the word to life, making it more engaging and easier to memorize. At times, she'd fail. The words would still feel cumbersome. The sounds would blend into a blurry mess. But then Lana would go back to the beginning, starting with the visuals, sounds, and feelings, and work her way back to the word itself. Each small victory built her confidence. She found that with every word, her apprehension lessened, replaced by a curious glee. With her new method, memorizing words began to feel more like an exciting journey of discovery than a daunting ordeal. triumphant dictation. The next dictation lesson arrived. Lana, armed with her new sensory story method, felt a newfound confidence. As Miss Lily began dictating, Lana didn't panic. Instead, she visualized the word, conjured its sounds, felt its texture. For waterfall, she imagined the cascading water, the roar of the torrent, and the misty spray on her face. The word felt real, tangible. She smiled as she wrote, and this time, her handwriting was neat and steady. She finished before the others and eagerly reviewed her work, proud of her efforts and her progress. While some had small mistakes, Lana's was complete. When Miss Lily checked her dictation, the smile on her teacher's face mirrored Lana's own. The fear that had once plagued her was gone, replaced by triumph. Lana realized that she hadn't just mastered dictation. She had discovered a powerful learning technique, turning any task into an engaging sensory adventure. From then onwards, learning became a fun experience, a journey of self-discovery and creativity, a magical dictation diary.